Welcome to Pint-Sized Art History. For those who are new, this is a podcast where we drink and talk about art and art drama and weird paintings and other things that are completely unrelated to art but that we just enjoy to talk about. Today, we have myself. I'm Danny. I'm the host. And then my friends are here with me.
What's up?
Yep.
I'm Squid. I'm always here.
Yeah, I'm Christian. I am not always here. This is my first time on this podcast, so yeah.
Welcome to the party.
And I'm Ethan. This is also my first time on this podcast. Very excited.
Welcome to the party.
I think Ethan is the first person on this podcast who has listened to it before being on it.
Let's go.
So welcome, you win that prize.
I wasn't able to listen to it before being on it. It didn't exist yet.
Mm. Yeah. Whoa. Unless you listened to the trailer. Did you listen to the trailer, Squid? Are you a real fan?
Yes.
Well, that's okay, because my mom just started listening to it last episode.
Hi, Mom.
Yes, and she gave the great idea that I should post the pictures on Instagram so that they can look at it, because she was like, I have no idea where to find these. You should just put them on Instagram to make it easy so I can just look at the pictures while I do it. And I'm like, great idea. So pictures will be on Instagram here forth for the episode.
Henceforth.
Cool.
Under fair use. Education. And entertainment.
Yeah.
So today we're going to be talking about Anish Kapoor and the Vanta Black controversy.
Mm-hmm.
But first, let's talk about what we're drinking. Squid, do you want to start?
Sure. I have something I cannot read. Petty Mortals. Nope, Petty Morals. Pardon. I thought it said mortals. Excuse me.
I mean, also true, though.
Petty Morals by Hidden Hand Brewing. It is a double IPA.
All right. Do you want to try and read that label?
Yeah.
What my cam looks like.
Yeah, I took it. So I've been holding it. I've just kind of been looking at this, like, read it. It's a very dark label.
Is that a hot butcher?
I don't know what a hot butcher is. I'm not, I guess, like, for the audience and everybody listening, I am not really a beer guy, but I am learning to become a beer guy. So, yeah.
That's okay. Same.
Yeah. So this is Dun Dun.
Dun Dun.
It's Amarillo Citra. And Galaxy Hopped Triple India Pale Ale. And India Pale Ale is an IPA. That is what IPA is.
I'm pretty sure that is a hot butcher.
Okay. So here we go, everybody. Yeah, I know. You probably can't hear that, but we're pouring it right now.
You gotta pour with vigor.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
That is quite good. Okay, everybody, look at that. You can see that, audio only listeners, you can see that right now? We just perfectly topped it off.
Yes. And again, because I don't have as many drinks as there are people in this room, Ethan and I are sharing a Smackintosh hard apple cider.
Yeah.
I got short arms, I'm sorry.
No. The little arm lady.
Yeah. So, since I knew you did your research before this, Ethan, do you want to tell us who Anish Kapoor is?
Oh, yeah. All of my 20 seconds of research. All right. So, a little background. So, this Anish Kapoor guy is... He's decently old. I think he's in his 60s.
He's a jerk.
67.
But, yep, he is 67 years old. And he's kind of more of a modern contemporary artist. He is most well known for what is colloquially known as The Bean, which is one of the main attractions of Chicago.
Sure do love The Bean.
You gotta love the Bean, even though...
One of the main attractions of all of Chicago.
If you Google what to do in Chicago...
It's on all the postcards.
I guess.
If you say what to do in Chicago, it says 20 things to do in Chicago that are not the Bean. Because it's...
They
it's
had to too, cage the Bean during the pandemic.
It's too touristy for cage tourists.
The Bean?
They put up fences around the Bean.
Everyone, well, that whole trend that went around with the Facebook events for the Bean.
Paint the Bean the pinkest of pink.
We'll get
Windex
to that.
The
we'll
Bean.
Get to that. Yeah, yeah.
The Windex the Bean was my favorite, I think.
Yes.
Everyone gets together and throws the bean to space was one of them. There was a lot.
It's like a real good in D&D.
Anyway, its official name is, as I learned, in my one art history class that I ever took, the bean is called Cloudgate.
Oh.
And it is a reflection of Chicago.
Not
literally.
So it's...
Wow.
It is meant to reflect the skyline, which is why it is the shape that it is, where it is, so that when you look at it, you see the skyline of Chicago.
Oh.
Yep.
If only the artist was lovely and wonderful, like the skyline of Chicago.
Oh, but tried to put it on the screen.
But he's not.
Nope.
Dang.
Yeah. But it is a beautiful sculpture. It is circa 2006. Mm-hmm. So the bean has been there for, what is it now, just over 15 years?
Yep.
The bean can get its provisional license.
The bean can drive now, guys. Yeah.
But only with a licensed driver in the car with it.
And with no one outside their immediate family.
Yes. So, but today we're going to be talking about the Vanta Black controversy, which started in 2014. And so, for those of you who don't know, black is not actually a color.
What?
Yeah. Which is not just, in this case, pretentious, but, like, matters in terms of getting a dark black. So the closest we can get to true black is making something that reflects as little of light as possible. Which is also why you get different tones of black, because it's reflecting back certain tones, rather than holding it or sucking it in and not bringing it back to you.
And what's his face was bad at that?
Who?
Who did we talk about last time? El Greco.
El Greco was bad at that.
The man did not do a lot of dark tone.
No.
His blacks were all brown.
Was El Greco? Did he do the elongated figures?
Yes.
The
he did. Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. Yes,
yeah,
he did. Oh, we think he had astigmatism.
No, that's what Squid thinks.
I'm convinced he had astigmatism.
Oh my god.
And that's just how he saw the world.
But Kapoor, he wanted to make one of the most least, that's an oxymoron.
Indeed.
One of the least reflective paints ever. So he invented Vanta Black S-VIS in spray paint form. It was also called the Blackest Blacks. And he licenses it specifically for his studio. So the chemical compound he ended up copywriting, restricting it from commercial sales, restricting it from anyone else using it except him. And he talked about his reasoning behind this. This is a quote from him saying, "Why exclusive? Because it's a collaboration. Because I am wanting to push them to a certain use for it. I've collaborated with people who make things out of stainless steel for years, and that's exclusive." I personally don't think stainless steel is exclusive.
Yeah.
It's not copyrighted. But
I like when it's in my kitchen.
What makes it collaborative?
I think just him controlling it, which I think is less collaborative. Okay. Him saying, okay, you can use it in this way. Which a lot of other artists were like, Kapoor, that's dumb as shit. And so artists across the board started talking about it and saying that using it to, like, using the use of this color to restrict it and refuse other people from using it was really excluding. It was really dumb. It constricted creativity. And so they did what they did best and made stuff about it. The artist we're going to talk about today that is most known for retaliating against Kapoor is a British artist named Stuart Stemple.
God bless him.
Yes. He is 41 years old, and he is a British artist. The first thing he made was called the Pinkest Pink.
Ethan's cheating.
Ethan brought his own computer.
Ethan brought a computer. Normally we just have to sit here and watch.
Yeah. So he has the website culturehustle.com, and I pulled it up for us. The title on Pink is Pink is literally, as we can see, Liberating Colors Since 2016.
$6? $6?
$6. But look at that asterisk. So you can buy this for $6 on his website. The world's pinkest pink, powered by paint. Powdered paint by Stuart Semple. Mm-hmm. We've got this little asterisk at that, though. And if we keep going, look at a little peace sign with a little pink in it, which is great. That's in the advertisement. We'll get back to that, why that's important. so...
What is powdered paint?
Powdered paint, you have to mix it with the liquid, whatever you want to use for it. So you can combine it with the medium, which is an uncolored substance for paint. And so you can use however much of it you want. Basically, you can make a lot more than just that one small container. So you're just buying the pigment.
Okay, cool.
So like it says, you know, you can mix it into resin.
Egg?
So, Christian, why don't you read this disclaimer for us? Okay, hold on. Here we go.
Okay. So asterisk. Whatever. Look down at the bottom.
The little tiny starred thing.
Yeah.
The footnotes.
Yeah. All right. Note. By adding this product to your cart, you confirm that you are not Anish Kapoor. You are in no way affiliated to Anish Kapoor. You are not purchasing this item on behalf of Anish Kapoor or an associate of Anish Kapoor. To the best of your knowledge, information, and belief, this paint will not make its way into the hands of Anish Kapoor. Hashtag share the black.
I don't like that they didn't use an Oxford comma, but it's okay.
I agree. Difficult to read. But
embarrassing.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. Yeah.
We had that conversation at work, and my boss was like, yeah, no, I like that comma. And I was like, yeah, me too. It's optional, but it's not really.
It's not optional. The Oxford comma exists, and it should be used.
I work at a pretty big company, like 11,000 employees, and we had a staff meeting on Monday, and at that meeting, the question was asked, in our, like, code of conduct, we're missing an Oxford comma. Why? And the CEO addressed it and was like, yeah, we'll add that. And then we added it.
So, that's right.
Yeah. All right. There's a second disclaimer, second asterisk at the bottom. It says, disclaimer, we're not actually sure if this is the world's pinkest pink ever. It could well be. It's the pinkest we could come up with, and we've not seen anything pinker. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Covering all their bases.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And at the top somewhere, it says, this ultra-bright paint by Stuart Semple is available to everyone except Anish Kapoor, who won't share his black. So, which was just like a fun response, because he was like, that's dumb. I'm going to make something great and you can't have it. Mm-hmm. So, of course, do you guys know what Anish Kapoor did?
Yes.
He made like the bluest blue.
No, he dipped.
Yeah, he dipped his middle finger in it.
Yeah.
He got some illegally obtained pinkest pink.
This is my favorite. This is like the only... This is so far the only topic that I have actual knowledge about.
It's such my a favorite. Gross finger,
Ethan,
too.
Do you want to describe what we're seeing right now? And what Christian so eloquently mimed for us?
It's not very appealing. Okay, so basically, there is an open container of this pink pigment, and there is what appears to be, I'm assuming, Anish Kapoor's hand showing us a bird covered in pink pigment.
By a bird, we do mean the middle finger.
Yes.
Which he's got. He's got a very aggressive middle finger.
It's pretty aggressive. Like, he's clenching his other fingers pretty tightly.
The man has a chunky hand. Mm-hmm. This is no shame against the man, but all the shame against Anish Kapoor.
He makes sculptures. You gotta have those beefy fingies.
You do have the beefy fingies.
Okay.
I think we can all agree there are, like, attractive ways to flip somebody off, and then there are aggressive ways to flip somebody off. This is an aggressive way to flip.
This is
off.
Neither. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like his middle finger's attached.
This man cut off another person's middle finger and is holding it between his ring finger and index finger.
Exactly. It's like when a little kid goes, I'm flipping you off with their ring finger.
Yeah.
I can't even make I can't make my hand as aggressive as his is currently. Aggressive.
Like, it's like, yeah. You actually look this up because it's pretty wild.
Yeah. Like, it's probably the most, like, clenched fist that was a very good way of saying, like, he is clenching that fist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And somehow still managed to keep one finger up, and I can't even make my hand look that aggressive.
Right. And so he put this on his Instagram. The comment is, up yours, hashtag pink.
Mm-hmm. I would just like to note for the listener who cannot see that Anish Kapoor's Instagram is dirty_corner? Question mark? Is that...
What?
Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah.
No, I think it is Dirty Corner.
Dirty Corner.
Can we see what his picture is?
Let me see. I'll pull up his Instagram because this is a screenshot. Can we just roast his
Instagram for the next 20 minutes?
Wait. I pulled up. Yep, that's cool. His.
Is Dirty Corner a piece that he did?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, there's that little piece. There it is. There's the Dirty Corner.
Is that painted?
Like a portal.
That's probably with like his black is black.
It looks like the portal from like Stranger Things.
It's fine. That's a vagina. Opened up in the
corner. That looks like a George O'Keefe painting. The little hole in the ground.
It's also a vagina. That one's also a
vagina, yeah.
Mm. There's Cloudgate. There's another vagina.
There's a butt. That is,
well, it's a belly button, actually.
If you scroop up a little bit, there was also another vagina. Left one.
Some people actually have
outie belly. That one's more like George O'Keefe.
Well, this one's a vagina.
Yeah.
That's like the Dirty Corner, but a dirty corner.
Yikes.
Hold on, we'll find it. What is with this man and his slices?
Slice of life, am I right?
Oh my gosh. Is that where the saying came from?
I hope not.
Oh no!
Yeah, he really does. Like, it's... Yeah, that one looks
That's like very a penis. Womb-like.
That's a penis. Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a penis.
The other one's either a butt to the left, that one.
This one? Yeah, it's just one butt cheek.
And there'll be a booty.
This one is like a torso. So if anyone wants to do this, just scroll with us as if you're scrolling at a slow pace through his Instagram.
Yeah.
It is really like...
There's a
like
drawing of the person, dirty corner.
The only person that I can think of that does...
That's a vagina.
That is, holy moly, that is.
And look, he still can't find the... It's not there.
Yikes. The only person.
Sorry, no, this is not what you guys anticipated being here, but.
All right. Yeah.
I'm in med school.
You have to know where those are.
Yeah.
like the scrolling through someone's works, the only one that I could compare it to is Georgia O'Keefe.
No.
You guys gotta do Georgia O'Keefe at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a look lot at that! Of.
No.
Yikes.
That is the word. No.
Oh, wow.
There's a piece that says stay in with a phallic symbol going towards a red open area.
Yeah.
Look, we haven't even found the actual, that's a butt crack, the actual dirty corner yet.
Is this just because he can't get it?
That might be it. Look at him using another black is black. What's he say there? Hold on. Breaking news. This was like 8 weeks ago. He said, don't share the black. No, that's not him. Never mind. That was someone else. Where's your comment? He is presented without comment. Rude.
Wait. So it seems like everybody that I've talked to is very anti-Anish Kapoor.
As they should be.
But, yeah. I mean, are some people pro?
Well, I mean, his work is, it makes, like, some of it is good work, some of it he's just a tool, but he has done, like, a lot of protest work and that sort of thing. Oh, there's a dirty corner.
So when this guy kicks the bucket, will his IP become, like, public domain?
Probably not. I'm sure he probably has something set up for it.
Yeah, I think there's after a certain amount of time, every copyright, you have to protect it in a certain way.
Yeah. I mean, it's very similar to like Prince's music, where his estate still managed it. And it wasn't just public domain because he had passed away until his family decided to make it so.
And I think it's different than creative works, like art becomes public domain after 7 years after the artist dies.
Oh, seven.
But
okay.
This is an invention.
Right. This is like a scientific, like a creation.
It's like a compound.
Yeah.
Yep.
That he's made. So it's like a physical thing.
Because he has the chemical properties of this paint. So back to the paint.
Yeah. So he sticks his finger in it.
Right.
Then do you know what Stuart Semple does?
I do.
Yeah.
I know what he does.
What does he do, Squid?
He makes the paint. I think his really red one?
No.
I think it's a color change one.
He makes the world's most glittery glitter.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh my God.
Diamond dust made out of glass, so Anish Kapoor cannot stick his finger in it.
Right, but if you stick your finger in it, it will cut you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
With a, like death by a thousand paper cuts.
Yeah, this say? Again, this super glittery by Stuart Stemple is available to everyone except Anish Kapoor, who won't share his black.
Did he do a red after this?
He did this one. Oh gosh, I don't know when this was released exactly.
Didn't he do the one? Because he did the. Maybe it was the pinkest pink, but the one where they were like, everyone go use it and then kiss the bean.
Oh, yeah. Paint. It was what? Paint the
bean.
Was
it the pinkest?
Maybe I think it was Paint the Bean, the pinkest pink, yeah. Because that was first. And then it came out with the glitter.
Yeah.
Which. You'll see your art through it. Clarity. Super shards. There's nothing like this available anywhere. I was like, there's a spot that says...
It's made from tiny flakes of glass.
Yeah.
It set it up there.
Okay. Can you mix it into resin? Yeah.
Resin.
Wear gloves if you handle it. You don't want a glass splinter. So again, it goes into the thing of like... Mm-hmm. To the best of your knowledge and information, belief, this high-grade glitter will not make it into the hands of Anish Kapoor. Because it is not for him. But... And from what I can tell, Anish Kapoor has not responded since.
He hasn't stuck his finger in this one.
Yeah. However,
we haven't seen his finger since, you know, this was published.
Exactly. Maybe he tried and it bled a lot.
Yeah.
But since then, Semple has continued to make the most of the mosts. So he made another black, which is not made of that compound, but... does a really good job. So I'm going to look at, and again, this is all on Culture Hustle, the Black 3.0, which is the most recent one, the blackest black paint in the world. Because he has some, like, great infographics here that we're just going to zoom up on. Because he shows unedited photos of it. So you have, and he doesn't have the blackest black from there, because obviously he can't get the Vanta black. Mm-hmm. But he shows the difference in blacks to the Black 3.0.
That's crazy.
And this is available for use to start with. You can spray brush or roll coverage, and then gives you some instructions, but it is not reflective very much at all. There's some more photos of like
how that mask is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it like there's a mask where one side is painted and one is not, and it's spinning, and like the face disappears as soon as it faces the camera.
It's so interesting, like how we're used to seeing black on everything. Like our printer is black,
but you can see every line on it.
Yeah, like half of the board games on our shelf are black. Our shelves are black, but like
that dun 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 is black on black.
That's that is true. Black on black. That is close to, but not quite that. Like that disappears. You cannot tell there's a nose.
Yeah. And then they show this unicorn next to there, and it's got details of hair. You can't see the hair.
Can't see anything, yeah.
And then I love this little infographic, which is some drawings of Anish Kapoor and some sad faces. So it's a drawing outline of Anish Kapoor frowning, saying, Anish Kapoor gets the rights to the blackest black substance ever made. Sad face. All other artists are turned away. Stuart Stemple's Pink is Pink shares with everyone except Kapoor. Kapoor gets his hands on it, posting his reaction to Instagram. Stuart Stemple teams up with 1,000 artists to make Black 2.0. Bloke falls down in Kapoor's black hole. Stemple slays Kapoor with the newest blackest black paint in the known universe. With your help, we can all, usual restrictions apply, use Black 3.0.
So, going back a little bit,
mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that the bean was designed by a British artist, not a Chicago artist. That's kind of strange to me.
Stuart is the British artist.
Yeah, so Stuart is a British artist. Anish Kapoor is a British Indian artist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, I mean, when you think about, I mean, the bean wasn't new necessarily, but most installation pieces are commissioned by artists that people know or value the work of.
Hmm.
Not necessarily people from the area.
Yeah, okay. And usually the stuff you see that are, like, local community artists are short-term installations. unless they are well-known artists who came from that area.
Like, there's quite a few. There's one in front of...
like, the Bull in Chicago.
Yeah, or the Bull in Manhattan.
Yeah.
The...
It's in Manhattan. I think it's in Manhattan.
Say Bull or Bulls.
But I guess that kind of does match, like, American art. Like, the Statue of Liberty. Statue of Liberty is, you know, not designed by an American artist.
But no, it was given to us by France.
And I think that's the idea behind it. Maybe this isn't quite as symbolic. I would say probably not as symbolic as the Statue of Liberty, yeah.
Right. Like, I mean, this was, I guess, in a way, because you think of New York and you think of, like, the Empire State Building, Statue of Liberty. You think of Chicago. You think of the Sears Tower. You think of the Bean. Mm-hmm. You think of, like, Navy Pier. You think of the lake.
Yeah.
And I think it is because, you know, it was meant to reflect Chicago and show Chicago. Mm-hmm. And it does that really well. Like, that reflection is amazing.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times, people will commission famous artists to do these things, or they will run, like, a competition. Like, there's a memorial for, oh my gosh, who's the memorial for?
The one I was thinking of is not on the Mag Mile, but it is pretty close. It's Calder's Flamingo.
Calder.
Which is, like, if you've been downtown, you've seen it.
Yeah.
It is, like, this giant, I don't know that it is actually steel, but it looks like a giant metal thing.
What's it called?
I sent it to you on
Discord. Calder's Flamingo.
Oh, it is steel.
Oh, yeah. So I see that. Yeah, I love walking by the flamingo.
Which is funny because it's Wikipedia page says it's been come to known as Calder Red. So that color of red has been identified with this artist.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so the memorial I was thinking of in the case of, like, usually there's, like, hey, we want this piece. So, like, I imagine, and this is me just making it up on the spot. I did not search this, so don't quote me to it or hold me to it. But where Chicago was probably like, hey, we have this spot in Millennium Park. We want it to be something for Chicago. We want it to stay there. This is our idea. This is where we want it. This is the size it could be. This is what we wanted to represent. Please send in your submissions. And then different artists present what they would do. And then the city of Chicago probably made a decision. Was like, okay, we like this one best. We're going to go with you. Because, like, for the memorial I'm thinking of, for the life of me, I cannot remember, but it's a great memorial. And basically what it was is like, hey, we want to create this memorial for this. Please submit, you know, your submission. Same thing. And the artists that they felt captured the most spirit of that prompt and the reasoning behind it got it, which was an Asian American artist who inset the memorial into the hill itself, so it dropped down and it's this black wall that you walk, you still walk along flat land, but it grows up beside you and it just becomes just this dark wall with the names all over it, and it's a beautiful memorial. But that's how they typically do those things, is they call for submissions, and so it's not necessarily usually strictly related to one area. And I'm sure for Chicago they were able to say, we want a well-known artist because this is going to be in our city, it will become a draw.
Well, so I know Cloudgate was from a competition as well.
Yeah,
so that one specifically, like, it wasn't just them commissioning him to do it, it was part of a competition.
Right. And that's usually how they do it for cities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, businesses will do a single commission and know who they want in mind and reach out for the most part. But usually cities and communities do competitions.
And I think we can, like, admire that, like, he put forth something that was, like, really appealing and something that, like, the city wanted. And he could put that there and, like, tons of people go to see this thing.
Right.
And it's, like, really cool how it, like, reflects the city. And it's a really cool, like, marker for the city and the community. And that's, like, an act of, like, sharing his talents with, like, a whole community, because, like, people all over the nation and the world, like, go to see that.
Right.
But then he does something like The Black is Black, and that's just, like, him just saying, this is mine. It's like, why? Like,
well, it's one of those things too, like, whenever you think about creators an artist of any kind, where it's separating their art from them as an artist.
Right.
Because, like, one of my favorite books is Ender Game.
Yeah.
man, is Orson Scott Card really hard to like as, like, a human being.
Hmm.
So, like, but separating him and being able to be like, yeah, I don't agree with him as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he should probably change everything about himself. Maybe.
Yeah. Still created, like, amazing art.
But he created an amazing book that is wonderful. And a lot of people, even if they don't agree with him, can be like, yeah, it was a good book, but I don't want to like it.
Yeah.
Like,
And I think it's one of those things, like, especially when you're a creator, really, in any way, when you make something and you put it out there for public consumption, it rarely ever belongs to you ever again.
Hmm.
It belongs to the people who consume it and look at it and read it and listen to it, and it becomes something outside of yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you own, like, the IP.
Yeah. Exactly. That, like, a lot of people I've been seeing talking about it in terms of Harry Potter being, J.K. Rowling. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not a super great person, we're finding out. Also not great books as we grow older, but
Yeah.
I don't know if you're wrong, but that's, like, an interesting take.
Yeah, but they people, like, a lot of the fans talk about how, like, sure, J.K. Rowling created it, but it belongs to the community now. Mm-hmm. Like, they can still love it and pull pieces out of it that they enjoy, but they're not going to let her, as she changes things, really warp what they enjoy about it.
Which is, for sure. Like, it's really interesting.
That'd be tough.
Like, when you think about artists who create things for others, which is, like, what every artist does it, because that's their goal.
Unless they just draw their own OCs.
Well, I mean, that's fine, too, but
they're... But then a lot of them share it, too, so then people can love their OCs.
Right, so they're creating it for themselves, or they're creating it for whoever they're, you know, writing with or talking to or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have artists that are putting their art out there. And creating this work for other people to enjoy and then in some way have ownership of. Because the art isn't yours once it's out there. Like, sure, you made it, but, like, it's just out there in the world. And then for a niche to be like, but now I've created this black that only I can have. So you can't have it anymore. Like, I'm creating something that's only for me. Na-na-na-boo-boo.
And I think that's really where a lot of the other artists and, like, Stuart Semple comes in, is, like, when you create something, it's meant to be shared. You can make it for yourself, but you also have to understand the fact that you're sharing it with everyone else.
Right.
And if I can go off on a little tangent here.
Yeah.
That's what this podcast is great, for, okay, bud.
Cool, yeah. So, Twitch has seen a recent increase in, like, the TV meta, where Twitch streamers are just, like, streaming TV shows. Like, I know Pokemon got banned for, like, a couple days or, like, maybe a month for trying to watch Avatar. And I think Toast, like, Disguised Toast got banned for a while for watching Death Note. But pretty much it's just, like, they're showing, like, old shows that are finished, but it's still copyright. So they're getting copyright claimed for doing it.
Right.
I personally think it would be a great move if some of these old, like companies that owned old shows released the shows and said, yes, you can watch these. We're not going to copyright claim. And it's their way of, like, bringing an audience back to forgotten shows. I think that would be great. And, like, be good for the, like, the Twitch streamers. It'd be good for the companies and this, like, forgotten, like, property. Right. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yu-Gi-Oh! For example. I've never played Yu-Gi-Oh! I've never seen Yu-Gi-Oh! But if I watched one of my favorite streamers, like, reacting to it live, I'd probably watch that.
Right. The number of YouTube videos that I've watched of people playing games or watching shows that I don't care about at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'll watch them and then I'm like, well, now I want to see what this show's about because they were talking about it. Like,
well, didn't you watch, like, what was it, FIFA unboxing videos?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've watched so many FIFA videos.
Yeah.
Like, it's not technically an unboxing, but, like, FIFA drafts and cards. And, like, I've never played a FIFA game in my life. But there was a period of time for probably about, like, 4 straight months where, like, the number one videos that I watched on YouTube were just, like, FIFA cards. Like, this guy playing FIFA. Oh
my gosh. I've seen you watch those, and I've seen, I think, streamers do it, and we're like, what am I going to get? It's a gold! And I'm like, yeah, I've never seen that man in my life!
Like, literally, as soon, like, and I got to that point, too, where, like, when you're... I don't even know what it's technically called, but, like, you're opening your pack.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called drawing. Don't they say when you draw, like, gold, a gold or draw whatever?
You draw, but that, I mean, you also get certain packs. It depends on, like, what you're buying, because you can...
You know more about FIFA than any of us in this room right now.
I'm not going to go into this right now.
Someone tweet at us what this means.
So when you're playing FIFA, you can, like, buy certain packs, and, like, in the opening of them, if you don't get a walkout, it's usually not a good card. So, like, they'll
What's
do...
a walkout?
So in the game, they'll do a walkout where, like, it'll go down the hallway... And it'll start to tease what you're about
to get. Oh, yeah! And then you're like, this is important.
So it'll be like, striker, this flag, this area. And you'll be like, ooh, what am I getting? Ooh. And you can tell by the way that you go down this hallway if you're getting a walkout or if you're just going to get the card at the end. And I got, like, I watched so many of these videos that, like, it would just show up and I'd be like, it's a walkout. What is it? Oh, my goodness. And like, I knew more of the FIFA players from watching FIFA pack openings. Like, I've never watched soccer in my life. Not only do I not watch soccer, I don't play the FIFA games.
I don't know. Have you ever played soccer?
I have played soccer. I played co-ed soccer when I was a youngin', and then I stopped because co-ed sports are the worst. You should never play them. Especially when you're a small girl.
I don't know. My dad just told me to push him back.
Yeah, but I was very tiny, and young boys are dumb.
They are. One kicked me in the knee once when I was having this, when I had the soccer ball as a goalie.
No lie, one time in a soccer game, someone kicked the ball, and I stopped it with my stomach, like bent forward because I got kicked in the stomach with a ball, and then it bounced back to her, so she kicked it again, and it hit me in the face. Oh, dang. Yeah. Because it, like, hit me in the stomach, bounced back, and then she kicked it to the same level, but I had hunched forward at that point.
I wonder if I try the same thing again, if I'll get different results.
Scott Sterling. This is why we don't do contact sports.
Anyway, all of which is to say
that Ted Lasso is great.
Yes, everyone should watch Ted Lasso.
Free the IP, dude.
But there's, like, there's so many things that I'm like, why copyright it when it's still bringing attention to your show, and most people who are actually interested in it are going to, like, pursue other means of enjoying it.
Yep.
Right. Hmm. And if it's one of those things that you do, if you do it as, like, oh, you can't you can't do this for profit, or you have to do it in a transformative way, or whatever, then you don't have to worry about, like, oh, this person's selling the right to view it, because people can watch it for free there.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah.
So.
I think, like, one of the main distinctions is that he's trying to copyright a medium and not a work of art.
Right.
Necessarily. Yeah.
That's true.
He's copywriting a means to create art, which is limiting the creative, like, ability of other artists.
Right. It's like someone coming up with Canvas and being like, but you can't use it.
Right. Yeah. Because it is something that can be game-changing.
Right.
Like, we talk about him a lot, but the guy with the squares.
I love him.
Yeah. Whatever his name is, I don't know. Someone who's binge listening to this, let us know again. Is it Mondrian? Because it's not Mondriot. Is it... But it's one of those M names that isn't
name. It's not an M name, because we always say that.
Moriarty.
That's an M name. But imagine that square man.
Matthew?
If he had black that you couldn't see.
Are we... No, hold on. Are we talking about Mondrian, or are we talking about my favorite artist?
Your favorite one with the blurry squares.
Okay, because Mondrian is the one that does...
The musical squares.
Correct.
That look like train lines. But we're talking about the man who puts squares on canvases that blur together. And imagine if he had Vanta Black. What if the next one of him couldn't get Vanta Black? I mean, they can't. But they can use the black as black, which is just as good, if not better, because it's shared. And as we all know, from kindergarten, sharing is caring.
I was going to say, that had to come up at some point.
Yeah.
Sharing is caring.
Moral of the story.
Isn't that part of the, like, the Reading Rainbow song?
Is that the guy that did X Go and Give It to You? Reading Rainbow? Is that...
God
is
bless LeVar
Burton?
LeVar Burton.
I have no idea, but I hope so.
Have you not seen this?
No.
I'll show it to you after. It's a meme. The Yupas.
Rothko.
Rothko, that's the one.
Wait, yeah. Do I know this Rothschild? Person?
Probably.
No, Rothko.
One of the ruling families of the world.
Rothko is one of those artists that you will look at, yeah, and you will be like, I could have done that. Mm-hmm. And then you will learn more about what Rothko did, and you'll be like, ah.
You know what the good thing is?
That makes sense.
About that exact comment, is when writing the episode about Pollock, I learned to appreciate him a little bit more, but your mom won't hear that until we talk to her on Monday.
His mom might also not hear it until Monday.
Because she's dead.
Maybe a little longer than Monday.
Yeah.
But only a little bit more.
Well, it's one of those things, too, where you're like, because that's also separating the art from the artist, where like Jackson Pollock, probably a horrible person. I don't know.
Yeah. Not a fan of him. Appreciate his art more.
Because he is also one of those people that you look at and you're like, I could have done that, but you couldn't have. And you didn't. Yeah. So, shut up.
Right.
All of which is to say, Anish Kapoor, share the black, because you are limiting other people's ability to create art. And so maybe they would create things if you shared it, but now they just have to look at you and be upset.
Where is it?
Or they can go to Stuart Stemple's site and buy Black 3.0 for $30.
Yeah. Smells like fresh coffee!
Ah, oh, I want it.
Oh.
You don't need any weapons-grade scientists to use this.
I love this. And this guy's, like, probably making a good amount of money off of this little, like, spit between them.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not mad about it.
And
like,
I mean,
usually, like, if people try to pull stunts to, like, make money, it's like, oh, that's like, cheap or whatnot. But, like,
right.
This is entertaining, and
you can
I'm
tell,
on his
like,
side, so.
You can tell definitely, like, coming out with the pinkest pink. Like, he did it to be, like, I'm a small artist that would have really liked to have that. So I'm going to do something and just mess with you in particular.
Right.
Like, do we know how popular he was before this?
Kapoor?
No. Stuart.
Stuart?
Before Pingus Pink.
Stuart.
Stuart. Stuart.
Stuart. Stuart.
Rolled. Rolled.
All right, audio people. This is a Letterkenny reference.
We're back. It died.
Yo.
But that was a Letterkenny reference.
Yep. Letterkenny and Pap smear.
But I was going to say, that was what happened during the break. We just had a lot of good medical conversation. But ultimately, I think the point is as we said with Stuart Semple, is that we should be sharing. Stuart. Roll it.
Rolled.
I'd be more worried if my vas deferens were showing.
That is also a Letterkenny reference.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty funny when I said
Florida State Seminole Vesicles.
I really hope that the Venn diagram of people who listen to this podcast and people who watch Letterkenny is a circle.
I hope so too.
Or there's like everybody and then one person is just like, what?
What are they talking
about? There's one tiny sliver of people who don't watch Vines and don't watch Letterkenny.
Yeah. And power to you, you know?
Yes.
Get off the internet. Yeah.
Keep going.
But keep listening to this podcast.
Exactly. Learn some more, enjoy some more, and share the black.
Yeah. Share the black.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Share the black.
#.
So I'll let you guys, is there anything you guys would like to share or promote or talk about as we wrap this thing?
If any of the listeners live in or near Charlotte, North Carolina, I'm going to be there March 21st to 24th. So if you want to get dinner, hit me up.
We're not going to tell you how to get in touch with Christian, but good but luck.
If you find out, I will pay for dinner. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Bat signal for stalkers.
Yeah.
Scavenger hunt in real life.
This podcast will be out next Thursday. So
yeah.
Yeah, that's like a month away. So.
So you got a month to find Christian.
Good luck. We're not going to tell you anything else.
Nope.
Yeah.
Ethan?
Numbers.
Anything you want to promote? Pray for
Buy
Ethan.
Buy good art.
Ethan's in medical school. He has need for prayer. He has to do pap smear suit.
Oh, no.
Oh, Ethan.
Yeah. Pray for women that voluntarily decide to be experimented on.
Indeed.
Get your routine medical checkups.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Shout out to routine medical checkups.
Wash your hands.
Please do not smoke.
Yeah, don't smoke.
Cover your mouth if you sneeze. Realize we've been wearing masks for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's not there as often anymore. Cover your face.
Yeah.
If you're sneezing or coughing, please cover your mouth.
Yeah.
If you're wearing a mask, face the person you're sneezing at. I'm serious. If you wear a mask, face them, because if you turn, it goes up the side.
True.
Face them as a sign of dominance.
That's not completely irrational.
No, but other shameless plug. Please. This is my pet peeve. This is my pet peeve, right?
Squid has died.
When you go to a restaurant, put your napkin in your lap. Please. People don't do this, and it's like, just do it. It's not a big deal.
Wait. Okay.
Just for me, it depends on the table. What if you're at Arby's?
Okay, yeah.
Undo that thing. And
Sure. But if there's like a napkin and like your silverware is in the napkin.
And your silverware is in the napkin.
Take the silverware out and put the napkin in your
lap. If you got a cloth napkin, it's going in your fucking lap.
It better. Yeah. Don't just leave it on the table.
Is there like a...
What are you doing?
I'm very serious. Also, it was a little uncomfortable, the transition there, because it made it sound like the napkin was for something else.
Oh, yeah, no.
Either to catch blood or pitch a tent.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I need to know why you're laughing so hard, because it came delayed.
I have all been listening to Eminem all week.
I don't know where that connects the dots, but I need to. Either.
Oh my god. So all I can hear in my head right now is me shortening what was said prior
into an Eminem song.
Yeah. So instead of, you know, the puberty god, all I heard was I'm the pube god. And I just heard that in Eminem's voice in my head on repeat.
Okay.
And I'm dying.
That's where the delay came from. Anytime I hear the word pube now, I hear the guy on TikTok who goes, Pwebe.
Good. Oh my god.
Oh no.
Anyway, you should put your napkin in your lap unless you were at a Long John Silver's, and then it should be tucked into your shirt like God intended.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Also, just don't go to a Long John Silver's.
There's also that, but
everything in that building would give me an allergic reaction.
Oh. Red Lobster as well, I feel like, is the shirt treatment.
Yeah.
Depends what you get there.
Biscuits. It don't matter.
Anything biscuits. I eat will not be
biscuits.
The same.
Biscuits.
Lobster.
Anyway, Ethan, do you have anything to promote? I forget what you actually promoted.
Go to the doctor.
Regular sane medical care.
Practices.
Yes, Ethan promotes sane, healthy, frequent medical practice.
Public health awareness.
Yes.
Yes.
Practice public health.
Evidence-based medicine.
Yes.
Barriers.
Stop using essential oils.
For the love of God.
Go to the doctor.
You can use essential oils.
You cannot rub a
just
potato
make sure
on
you
the
go
foot.
To the doctor.
Yeah, it's the doctor part that's important.
They smell good.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with making your room smell good. With some
yeah,
peppermint.
They're just not healing you, you know?
Sometimes they're hurting.
Additional follow-up, though, to put your napkin in your lap. The fork goes on the left, and the knife goes on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you use your forks from outside to inside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you have more than one set of silverware, you work outside to in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People should know that.
All women learn this. It's a part of our curriculum.
Not all.
Yeah, because they want you to marry up, so you're supposed to have multiple forks at whatever dinner you go to.
Oh my god. It's like, even if you're not in the South, you don't get, like, debutante training. But you still learn how to set a table. It's like etiquette.
Is debutante, like, debonair Malzahar?
Yes.
Nice.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my god.
In my case,
that's
you have
a league reference.
Belshazzar. Huh? So in my case, you have to take a home economics class in which they teach you to cook and set a table.
I did not have to take a home ec class because
that was
I was homeschooled.
So women, not just women. So.
Okay.
However,
although
I did not have home ec, I did go to a homeschool conference and there was a class about setting the table.
You know, in Skills USA, in which I competed nationally speaking. They have a competition. And you're on so
good,
today.
Evan.
Thank you. You would never know. I scored 25th out of 28.
Good.
Wow. Growing up,
but
yeah.
that was for the nation. The server person. So like the reason I scored so shittily was because the other girl in my room from a different state tried to sneak in. And because we were underage, they were overage. Tried to sneak in college boys, because this was high school and technical college, into our room. So I ended up staying up all fucking night, and my competition was in the morning.
Rough.
So I slept on the hotel floor in the hallway until it was time for my competition.
Yikes! Whoa.
We can cut
that part out. But you, what would you like to promote, Squid?
Yes, I would like to promote that very soon. I will be on not one, but two book podcasts.
Ooh.
What's a first?
Ours.
Well, it's not published yet. No one knows about it.
I know, but it will be coming soon.
Good.
Because we need to record our next episode.
Okay.
Yes. So that will be forthcoming. Probably not the next episode, but the episode following. We'll release information about that.
3 weeks.
Yes. Because the next episode we're recording in 2 days.
Or tonight, or tomorrow night. Josh and Allie.
Oh, well, great. Perfect.
We could just talk about it with your mom, though.
If I think it's canceled, I'd be very happy to hang out with Josh and Allie.
Yes. And then I will be on another book podcast, because one's not enough for me. Also forthcoming in the coming days. Check back here for updates. Bless.
Nice.
Yes. So, you can follow us at Pint Sized Pod on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Pint Sized Pod on Instagram now, where I will post pictures of the sculptures we talked about today.
Mm-hmm.
As well as some screenshots from the website, because it's fun. And then every episode subsequently, whatever the fuck that word is, subsequently. After that... But then you can also email us at pintsizedarthistory@gmail.com. And that's where you can find us.
Yeah, hit us up.
Yeah.
Send us questions.
Mm-hmm.
Send us comments. Mm-hmm. Send us scathing reviews.
Send us drawings of things we've described.
Yes, please.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Yes. Draw Anish Kapoor's hand, giving you the bird.
Mm-hmm. In a attractive way.
Yeah.
In a gentle way, like he's like, here's this gift of this tiny baby bird.
And make it the blackest of blacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You don't? Like, if a girl comes up to you and said, can you check me?
For ticks?
I don't know.